Don't sweat it.
So getting into a good high school?
Yeah, I mean, that was just like the main goal for my parents, because then from there it was like getting into a good college. And so that was something that program stressed. Also just like preparedness. They were really big on like sending kids to boarding school. Like I remember like going into that, I got into the program like in the seventh grade. They like recommend high schools for you, but like you have some say in it and shit. And I remember like day one, like they ask you how you feel about it. And I was like, I only want to do day schools in New York City, blah, blah, blah. And then like 2 years, like a year later, I'm like signing up for strictly boarding schools and shit because I wanted to. But you know, it, like I thought it was the best choice. They were just really good about preparing me overall. I took classes every summer, seventh and eighth grade.
Yeah.
That shit was super hard. It was like the hardest courses I'd ever taken. But then I got into high school and those were the hardest courses I'd ever taken. So like, I don't know what it could have been like without that. I would have been fucked for sure.
So like, who are the other kids like in Oliver Scholars that you know of? Like what are the demographics?
So it's all underrepresented backgrounds. Hispanic, Latino, and African-American communities. All of us now, like the whole goal obviously was 100% acceptance into high school with that class and then into college. So we all went to like independent schools for high school and stuff, but all of us are from New York City, the majority of us in Alto Manhattan in the Bronx, Washington Heights and shit. Yeah. But it's really cool. I met a lot of my best friends in that program. So, and I know a lot of the people at my high school that were also Hispanic also got there in like other programs. Like if they were from Philly, they just named like another program they did. So it's like really clear that those like really helped.
So like when you, so like how was at least like, you know, you had the classes in the summers and, you know, I guess it was like high school admissions help, and you probably took like SSAT prep shit too.
Yeah.
Like what was the conversation in terms of like you going to the, like the boarding schools and shit, like, or at least like the day schools, like what was it like, you know, what were they telling you?
Yeah. I mean, it was always, like I got paired with an advisor, like off rip in that program. So just having them get to know me was like the main goal in the beginning. Meeting with them and my parents. They would meet with my parents separately in the beginning. I think it was just to like figure out what they wanted without them influencing me in any way, which I thought was fine. But they'd meet with me separately, us together, etc. Just figuring out what we wanted, tracking that. And then whenever we would bring up preferences, like big school, small school, boarding school, day school, etc., they would give options. I remember like my list came down to like Exeter, Andover, Lawrenceville, which is where I went, and then like day schools were like Riverdale and I think it's like Dayton or whatever it's called.
Dalton?
Yeah, Dalton. So yeah.
And it was,
but I had a good amount for a seventh grader. I thought I had a ton to say, personally. Yeah.
And so, did you ever have a conversation about oh, you're gonna go to like these boarding schools and shit? Like, they're gonna be like mad rich kids and like mad white. Like,
yeah,
like, be prepared.
All the time. I mean, I had already. Like I said, like, I've kind of been in this, like, system of being less fortunate than the majority of the people at, like, my education level. But, like, they told you straight up, like, what you're going to experience. Over the summer, like I said, like, they did something called SIP, which was Summer Immersion Program. And we would take, like, real classes, like, biology and math and stuff. But we'd also take leadership courses. And also just like courses on high school and college preparedness. And a lot of that was like, you might experience these things where you feel isolated, because of your class, race, etc. You know, but like, this is what you can do. this is how you're gonna like find other people, etc. Yeah, I mean, they were pretty good about it. They were straight up. It was definitely scary going in. I was like pretty afraid going to boarding school, but I had a great time. My 4 years.
Was there like, what was the reason for you wanting to like just stay in the city and like go to day schools instead of boarding schools?
I think it's just a fear of change. Same thing that made me like not want to go as far as Maine in the beginning, and then now I'm at Bowdoin. It's just hard to go far, you know. Like, I was so used to that little niche where it was like I live in the South Bronx and I go to school in the Upper West Side, and I was like, I could do this for another 4 years, like no problem. Yeah. I had done it from kindergarten to the eighth grade, so I had no problem with it.
You went to wait, so you but went then to that same middle school, like
yeah, it was K-8, like this eight? School.
Shit.
So kindergarten to eighth grade, it was crazy, especially like being with those kids for so long, made like going to high school like really hard. So you really didn't want change. But like after a while, you got to know it's just better for you. So I think that's what made me go.
Damn. Would you say that like your experience like in TSCU made you like prepare for like boarding school culture, or at least it's like it helped you like better be able to adapt to shit?
I think so, for sure, but I don't think it did that much. The school of Columbia was like such a bubble in the sense that like at least like personally, like kindergarten through eighth grade, like you don't really experience life in the same way that, I mean, you don't really experience life in the same way as high school as college. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like the second I got to high school, it was just so different. Like I went to private school in New York City, but the wealth at a private boarding school was just like way different than anything I had experienced. Like you felt the difference in high school, and I didn't really feel that in middle school, even though like it may have been the case.
Do you think that there was anything that the program could have done more to like prepare you, or was it just like, you know, they did their best?
I think they did their part. I think the only problem I really had actually was a little bit of them doing too much. Just because them being like, they did a lot just for like the face of the program, which I understand. Like, I mean, they're a nonprofit, but at the end of the day, like, they need attention to like survive as a company.
Yeah.
But just like, I remember doing like a bunch of like community service stuff that like, I mean, I remember doing a lot of community service stuff that was like great and like actually had like the incentive of like helping the community. But I remember doing a bunch of stuff that was also like BS for the sake of like the company and stuff. But I mean, I'm gonna use them for help in the same way that they're gonna use us for help. So like, I understand it.
What were the demographics of like the staff that was helping you out? Like, was it just all white people? Was it like Black and Latinx?
So I thought it was actually pretty interesting because a lot of the people, bless you, a lot of people that I was, dealing with directly, were Hispanic and African American. A lot of my advisors, teachers, so that was great. But I realized that a lot of the higher up staff in the company were just like predominantly white. Like there was a lot of issues, in high school that, like, I just heard from down the grapevine, like, rumors between just, like, issues with, like, the staff that, like, we interacted with and, like, the higher-up administration and stuff, and just, like, it's just, like, very clearly different. I'm sure that, like, because, like, the company, at the end of the day, is run by one rich white guy who's employing a bunch of Hispanic and Black people who want to help, which is great. But at the end of the day, like, he is profiting and getting stuff out of it. Like, he's rich and is super popular and famous, so.
Yeah. It's funny because, at least, like, I, like, a lot of the people that I've been, that, like, I've talked to, they have this experience where it's, like, they go to, like, you know, low income, like, middle school, whether it be, like, Catholic or public or whatever, and then kind of just, like, they get into these programs, and then they just sort of, like, feel isolated, or just, like, not feel isolated, but are just put on a different path than most of the kids that they went to middle school with. But it's, like, for you, you know, you went to, like, you've been in this, like, in this system of, like, you know, kids were always going to be, like, going to the high schools, you know, either, like, the private day schools or, like, the boarding schools, or just end up going to the colleges that you were end up going to apply to. So, when it came to, like, at least, what the fuck? When it came to, dude, this fucking asshole does this every day. Like, literally just, like, revs his engine, like...
He's just revving the motorcycle outside.
No, literally just, like, he goes on for, like, 5 minutes, just like... Like, I don't know, it pisses me off. But,
so great.
But, fucking... It's like, you have this interesting experience where it's like, you know... Like, you didn't necessarily... Did you ever feel a disconnect from the kids you went to school with? Like, after you got into this program or not?
Nah, not really. I don't think so. I don't know. I just feel like I was always kind of, like, protected from this... Like, I don't know. I always had people protecting me from... Like, people were never letting me fuck up, basically. But because of that, a lot of my life is, like, I can't fuck up because... I'm the kid who's given a chance to be at this high school, so, like, at Lawrence Hill, like, kids were getting in trouble for, like, drugs and shit all the time, and we have a two-strike policy, and, like, a kid who's on financial aid would get in trouble, and, like, they could just kick him out, because at the end of the day, like, there's a rule where, like, you can get kicked out just if they feel you're not being, like, a good community member or whatever. It's, like, a vague way to, like, you know, be biased and stuff, but, yeah, I know, I always had that responsibility to just, like, I don't know, I gotta do my shit, because I'm given a really good chance here, so I can't mess it up.
And so, did the program, like, you know, you talked about, like, preparedness and shit, like, behavior requirements. Was it, like, did people get kicked out if they didn't behave in school or, like, within the program?
I only heard of, like, one or two kids ever getting kicked out. Like, it very rarely ever happens because getting into that program is so hard. I know there's something where, like, a kid got kicked out because they, like, chose not to go to a private school for whatever reason. And I don't know, like, why that, like, for high school. And I don't know why that's, like, an issue. But something about some, like, stat that they want to promote or whatever. So I'm guessing they just had to, like, drop them. But yeah, like, that usually never happens. I'm sure if you're not doing well, like, they'll talk to you and eventually they, like, have to drop you. But, like... It was more just, like, a matter of, like, staying in, like, my high school. Because, like, my high school, like, at least the Lawrenceville school is, like, known for kicking a lot of kids out. So.
That's interesting. Do you think that, yeah. Like, you would be in this, on this path, or at least, like, what had more impact or influence in terms of, like, your educational path, the Oliver Scholars Program, or, like, you going to this middle school?
Definitely the Oliver Scholars Program. My middle school is, like, a daycare, in the sense that it was, like, 60 kids, like, on the Upper West Side. Like, it was literally, like, it was like BS work, super easy. I don't think I could have survived at my, like, I would have gotten into a fine high school in New York City, I think, if I didn't do the Oliver Scholars Program. I just think that prep schools are a different breed, I think. Like, I think prep schools are, like, Lawrenceville was, like, the hardest thing I'd ever, I think Lawrenceville's harder than Bowdoin, personally, at the moment, at least. But I'm only in my first year, so I'm sure it'll change.
You know, I felt that way, more so just thinking, like, damn, I really give more of a shit in high school than in college.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah. I'd like, I can't imagine myself doing the same amount of work that I did in high school now.
Yeah, nah, I'm like, yeah, fuck that. Yeah. So, if there was anything you could tell yourself, before you went to, At least, like, before you went to the program, knowing that you know now, like, what would it be?
I guess I would tell myself not to get so caught up with how things are going to go in the future. I guess just because, like, I know how things are going to go in the future now. But, like, being in that program put a lot of stress on getting into high school and college. A lot of stress that, like, I'm guessing. Like, I have, like, my cousins and stuff, like, they're applying for, like, high schools and stuff, and it's, like, not that big of a deal at all. But for me, it was, like, the end of the world, and, like, I was spending, like, weeks and shit writing essays and stuff. I think I would have been fine. so I wouldn't have stressed so much, I think, is what I would have told myself. The program was great, but it certainly put a lot of stress on kids coming out of middle school.
And, like, you said it before, like, is it because of, like, you know, these people are so invested in me, like, I can't let them down?
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. I guess I'd also tell myself not to just, like, focus on the high school aspect so much either. Because, like, the program wasn't all about high school. It was just kind of, that's what I got out of it. Because, like I said, that was what the biggest thing was for my family and me being in the program. Like, the summer programs were great. I met great people. Outside of classes, we had electives and stuff. And I loved, like, a bunch of the things that, like, helped me do clubs now. So I would have just enjoyed that shit more, too, I guess.
And was there ever alumni that came and spoke to y'all when you were in the program? Or, like, did you go back and speak?
Yeah, all the time. Like, alumni came. When you're in the 7th and 8th grade, you do SIP 1 and SIP 2. Summer Immersion Program 1 and 2. Just both summers. So the 7th grade going into 8th grade summer, you, like, it's more geared towards high school placement and stuff, and that's when you meet a lot of alumni, because they're helping you with the process, guiding you and stuff, giving insight. A lot of high school students come. I remember when I was in high school, I went and spoke to the middle schoolers. Now me in college, like, I went and spoke to the high schoolers. So they do that. And then SIP 2 is, like, you're in high school now, and it's the summer right before you go. So it's, like, all geared towards, like, classes and just, like, getting, like, a good, like, academic core, I guess. So I didn't really talk to a lot of alumni that year.
So but, All Over Scholars is, like, it's not just about getting you into, like, high school. Like, it follows you into high school as well, or?
Yeah. Yeah, it's following me now. It's, like, I mean, it's not just about high school and college placement. Like I said, like, that's mostly what I got out of it, because at the end of the day, it's one big amazing opportunity. But I mean, they have a huge focus on leadership and community service. So, like, last summer, or 2 summers ago, I worked as a counselor for one of the summer programs, and I tutored kids on, like, geometry, like, 3 times a week. I get, like, emails sent all the time about, like, opportunities, just, like, this alumni is hosting this meeting, like, are you interested in this? And while most of it's, like, financial stuff, honestly, because, I don't know, they just have, like, a strong tie to financial stuff, I guess, with their alumni, like, I've gone to a few bio things, one or two. It's usually just, like, somebody hosting a talk on, like, what they've been studying recently in college or something, and I'm just, like, an interested, like, high schooler, and it's, like, sick, so...
Did you talk to Keani?
They have, like, a really strong alumni network.
Did you talk to Keani before? Did you talk to Keani, like, before Bowdoin, or, like, did you see him at, like, alumni event or anything like that, or just here? Like, you met him here?
I did. I just met him here. But, I don't know. I think, like, I interacted a good amount with the grades above and below me at events. A lot of it's, like, with your grade, though, so...
Yeah. Wow. Anything else you would like to say about the program and your experience?
Nah. Not really.
Grateful. Change your life. Would you do it again? I mean, 10 out of 10?
It was great. I mean, I don't really know. It was just really good. I messed with it. I was definitely really stressed at the time, but it was all worth it. All the, like, pushing and shit. was worth it, I think. So, yeah.
All right. I can cut the recording.